Praise the Lord for the second epistle of Peter. Right, Lord. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ. So we are continuing here in the chapter 1, in staying in the verses all the way to verse 4, 1 to 4. Amen. Shall we read it together? Yeah, maybe we read it together. 1 to 4. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He writes to all of us, to those who have obtained like precious faith. Praise the Lord. We have received all the same precious faith as Peter, as all the apostles, as all the examples that walked before us. Praise the Lord. No difference in the faith God has given to you. Right? There is no difference of class in faith. If you look at any goods here in the world or on earth, the goods we give one another, there are various levels of class, of qualities. Right? Right? Different models of cars, different levels of quality of clothes, anything, right? There are different levels. But God has given us all the same precious faith. Praise the Lord for this very giver. God Himself has given you and me the same faith to make it to the goal, as Peter did. As anyone else before us who made it to the goal, we have the same faith. Praise the Lord. This is really the beginning here, Peter encouraging all of us that we all have received the same precious faith. Yeah. So that we all have no excuse. And so that we all can be encouraged and strengthened through this faith given to us to make it. Right? Really wonderful that this faith of God is in you and me is the same. It is really the same. It is the faith of God. The source of this faith is God. God has given to you, and you have received it when you first believed. Right, Joya? You have believed that Jesus Christ came to die and to be your life. You have been born again. You have received this life that contains everything for us to reach the goal. It is the faith of God. And a very specialty of this faith is that he, this faith, makes you alive. It calls what is not there yet, and not in existence yet, it calls into being. It makes the dead rise and come to life. This is God's faith that you and I have received. A faith that overcomes death. A faith that really destroys enemies, right? If you go back to Hebrews chapter 11, we have been in that chapter, right? In previous conferences, right? I hope you never forget the words there, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So how do you live your daily life? Only by the things you see in front of you? Or do you have this faith that even if they are not everything perfect, right? The Lord has not come yet. But do you live in a faith that he is now, right? He is. He was, he is, and he is to come. Right? We have to live by such a faith and learn not to walk by sight, but by this faith that we all have received. Amen. Praise the Lord for this faith that is in us. And this faith is compared and likened to a seed. Right? If you go to Matthew chapter 13, then this faith was planted into your heart. And why was it planted there? What was the reason we have received this precious faith? To bear fruit. Every planter plants a seed into the ground for a purpose. And that purpose is for you and me to bear fruit. Amen. By this the Father will be satisfied. So that this seed will grow. This seed and life will mature. Right. Praise the Lord. This faith was implanted into us. Into our very being, into our heart. It's not like a tooth implant. Right? That's a fairly quick thing. But the plant, the implanting of the words into your heart is there now to really, not only to save you from a toothache, but it's there to really get rid of all corruption and to bear fruit so that we will be a testimony for the Lord, that we will mature in life. Yeah, Lord Jesus, may the Lord really grow in all of us. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things were given to us by this divine power in order for us to grow, so that this life will develop in us and change us. Amen. For God's working in us, that He changes us and still continues to change us. All things pertain to life and godliness. What do you need? What do we all need? Yeah, if you consider a little bit, what do we really need every day, right? Of course, you need food for your body. You need healthy environment, right? There are many things we all need. But our real need is what God has given to us and is to us, all things to life. You need patience. You have received it. You need power of resurrection to overcome death. You have it in you. You need perseverance. It's in you. You need humility. It's in you. Right? We have received all things pertaining to life. Now, let's not neglect it. Right? Like Paul wrote to Timothy, do not neglect the gift that is in you. But meditate on these things. And let your progress be evident to all. Right? That's what we are here together for, to encourage one another to have this life grow. To know what we have received. To be reminded what we were given, so that we now put our focus on it and let it grow. Amen. This faith comes from by hearing. By hearing, you have believed. And then the hearing comes by the word. So it is very important for us to spend much time in the Word and to mingle this Word with faith. Right? Otherwise, it will not profit you and me anything if we don't mingle this Word with faith. Yeah, Lord, amen. All what we have received, we now need to work on it. Like what he said, work on out your own salvation. Right? To be diligent, as it then continues. Right? We have received all things pertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, and by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Amen. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, being given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. What are some of the precious promises that you know of? Can you, maybe we can name some? That He finished what He started. Praise the Lord. He will finish what he started. Amen. And bring many sons to glory. Amen. And he is our hope of glory. Amen. Yes, we shall rule and reign with him. Amen. That he will fully sanctify us.
Amen.
Amen.
Endless promises.
Amen. Right? Great and exceedingly great and precious promises. Amen. He is able to do it. Amen. If we cooperate with him, he is going to finish what he began. Amen. These are all precious promises that we are partaking of the divine nature. Amen. Through this life, this seed, this precious faith, and now growing in us, we partake more and more of this divine nature. Amen. No more our nature, our fallen nature, our own nature, but more and more his divine nature. Amen. And through this and by this, we escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. By growing in the Lord, in life, right? We escape the corruption. Praise the Lord. In this way, by going on, we really can escape. This is the way to escape, by going on. In the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for what we have received, and that we be encouraged to go on and to perfect and to be changed by this living faith and the living word and this hope that is in us with all the great and precious promises. Amen. Praise God for such a beginning here in Peter, in this epistle. Amen. By this we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, may the Lord grow in us. Amen. Right, and that we may bear much fruit. That seed needs to have a good ground. Otherwise, there is no fruit. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord for such a faith that we have received. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.